wearing Matthews. I think it's because I've been wanting to watch Boy Meets World lately.
Do you remember when me and Jesse were going to try to get you to change your wrestling name to Corey Matthews, and we were going to get John to be Sean, whatever?
It was just going to be y'all talking about that.
It was just going to be like us entertaining ourselves.
Yeah.
Hoping people on YouTube knew what the fuck we were talking about.
Like, I remember y'all talking about that, but I don't really remember. Man, there's a lot I do not remember. Like, because we did so much, it all kind of blurred together.
Yeah, all those triple C's.
Yeah, all those drugs.
But before we get into how you started, you got wrestling with us, let's just talk about your name real quick, Triple C. If you would like to give the backstory on how that came about, or I can, it's up to you.
All right, so around ninth grade, I met Taylor, Pothead Fred, and...
Well, I don't mean the whole drug story, I just mean like how your name came to be.
Oh, well, it had to do with the drugs. And then that was one reason, and the other reason I remember was because Kelly
yes.
came out in WWE, and y'all were like... You're going to be Corey. I was like, all right.
I realized this the other day. I don't know if you realize this. I don't know if, Jesse, you realize this. But at one point, we had Triple C, Johnny B, Jay White. We had a lot of people with just letters in their name. Yeah.
TJ Matthews.
Yeah. Which I had to change my name to that from TJ Punk. I don't want people to think, oh, you fucking ripoffs. I just stole your last name. But anyways, yeah, how did you get to start wrestling with us?
Man, it was back in the day, me and John were hanging out. And I forget how we ended up over there. But we ended up hanging out with Cody and Jesse. And we're like, oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's C6 and Jesse
Matthews. So we were hanging out with them, and... I forget how wrestling came up, but we were talking about how we wanted to wrestle, and they were like, all right, well, you gotta learn how to fall. And we're like, that's easy, you just fall. And they're like, no, that's not, you have to learn how to take a bump. And we're just like, all right. And they're like, take a bump, just right here in Jesse's front yard. And we're like, no, if you want to wrestle, you gotta do this. And did we actually do it? Because
Jesse's
then,
nodding in approval.
Yeah. So apparently I don't remember if we actually did it or not, but then that led to one very dark night going out to Hardcore Yals.
And, by dark, do you mean like it was dark outside, or dark, do you mean like depressing because something bad happened? Like if you're confessing like a sex act, I'd rather you do this to the police and not on the internet.
No, because it was the first night when we went out there, and JR's garage light wasn't working, so they had to do the spotlight from the roof.
Yeah.
And it was me and TJ. I think he was going by Hannibal Frost at the time.
No, he was definitely Maniac still.
Okay.
I think.
I don't know. He's had so many gimmick changes.
I really don't think we ever actually called him Hannibal Frost, because I remember on Fucked Up Friday, he was still Maniac until he was like, I'm changing my name to
Jonah Reigns. Reigns Supreme.
I think that's the only reason why he wanted to call himself Jonah Reigns, so he can do that.
Yeah, so it was me and him versus Jesse Matthews and C6. I had no fucking clue what I was doing.
I thought I was like, I had no idea who they were.
So, like, I would randomly pop up after, like, taking a move and, like, start to fight back and stuff. Like, yeah. No-selling moves and, so horrible.
Was I out there for that?
Were you? I know Alan was.
I may have been. If Alan was out there, I may have been. Yeah. But there was a couple of shows I missed. Or was that the Christmas thing? Were y'all singing Christmas song in the room?
No, this was before that.
Okay, because I wasn't there for that one.
This was my actual, like, legitimate first time ever going out to JR's.
Okay, I may have been there.
First time I ever met JR. I think it was the first time I met Alan.
Yeah.
And maybe you as well.
Maybe.
Because...
No, I think I had met you a couple times at James's house before that.
Yeah, but we... Like,
yeah, we never actually, like, met.
Like, after a while, I was like, oh, yeah, I remember seeing you around, like, all the time. You're that big dude that always scared the shit out of me.
That's what everyone says. It's weird. The only person that's never said I scared him was you. But you want to hear a little piece of weird trivia? When I first met Jesse, I thought he was Asian.
I can see that.
Anyways, continue.
I just remember, like, the finish of the match was Cody doing his, what was it, 450?
Yeah.
Onto me and TJ.
You mean, and was it you and TJ or you and John?
It was me and TJ. Oh, okay. John wasn't there this time. Was he still out in Connecticut at that time, or?
I forgot he went out there.
Yeah, John was somewhere, yeah, but not there.
He was the first one in the group to leave for a girl.
And then come back.
Yeah.
Because she was crazy. But, yeah, and then afterwards we filmed this thing where me and TJ jumped you and Cody and, like, yeah, it was really random. And I remember it because it ended up in a few music videos. TJ punches the punching bag and goes, "Yeah, now what?" And
I do remember that. Because he punches it and it barely moves.
Yeah, and I was wearing a Stone Cold shirt.
Yeah. That's one thing I like. I know this is about you, but I got to say this. That's one thing I always loved about TJ. Like, his wrestling may not have been great, but he was fucking funny when he wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because he had no problem making fun of himself, basically.
Yeah. And then that's how my JW career started, was that one.
What's like the one match you remember from like your early days? Or like, I remember from the first few times you wrestled with us, you wrestled Jonathan.
Yeah.
And I can only assume that you wrestled him for the same reason why when me and Jeremy first met them, I wrestled Jeremy and Alan Brolin wrestled JR, because we were familiar with them.
Yeah, yeah. So it wouldn't be like, because yeah, it is kind of weird when you like first meet people and then yeah, it's like, oh yeah, y'all got to wrestle. And it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's like, can I just wrestle someone I'm at least wrestled before?
Yeah, it really has nothing to do with like, at least in my opinion, like it has nothing to do with being like, you're wrestling this guy, but it's more so, to me at least, it's more so that the fact that you don't know that person that well yet. Like, if your first match was against me, it probably would have sucked because we'd never wrestled each other. I'd never seen you wrestle. You'd never really seen me wrestle, so we probably would not have meshed whatsoever.
Yeah. Some of my favorite matches have been against you. Because, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, it's like, yeah, I really don't have much to do. I just sit there and take an ass whooping.
I have
most of the match.
One favorite match against you that I always think about, it was the one we wrestled in the rain, if you remember that.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
the ring was slippery as shit. There was puddles in it from the little dips, and it was dangerous as fuck, but it was such a good match.
It was fun. It was really fun. That's when I had a luscious shirt.
That's when I had luscious lady hair, and during the video I do the black hole slam, my hair's soaking wet, just whipping around.
Yeah. Oh man, there's and then, man, just, I don't know, so many matches against you I really enjoyed. I just think they were good because back then, honestly, I sucked and didn't know what the hell
well,
I was doing.
Let me ask you this, because you, John, and Jonathan, y'all wrestled a few times. You recorded it. Like, how long would you say y'all were wrestling before you came doing shit with us? Like, was it on a consecutive basis, or is it just like, hey, we're not doing anything, let's go outside and wrestle?
Yeah, it's pretty much, well, like, before that, it was, you know, with me and Jonathan, since we grew up, since we're brothers,
yeah,
we'd be watching Monday Night Raw over at our grandparents' house and just start beating me, yeah, getting the crap beat out of me. And then it just kind of from there went to where, like, I started wrestling some other friends out at their house, true backyard wrestling on a trampoline.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it got to the point where we're like, hey, we got this camera we can record, like, small little clips on. And so that's how we did it. We took, like, all right, I'm getting hit with a crutch, and then John's doing, like, a head scissors. And then that's it. And then we, like, made a little music video out of it.
We used to do that all the time. We did it at a Fucked Up Friday taping once, actually, where we would just do moves. And we'd basically do a highlight day. Do you remember doing those?
That's pretty much what we did. Yeah. Like, when we would do it, that's what we did.
Because JR was always wanting clips. And sometimes in matches, they wouldn't look great. So we would do highlights. And he's done them a couple of times where he, like, flipped off his garage just as a highlight. But, like, the reason why I was asking about your wrestling, because, like, you started on the ground, and you never actually wrestled with us on the ground. Like, you came in, we had the ring. And,
yeah.
Like, what was it like for you to, like, bump in the ring for the first time? Like, when you saw
honestly,
it, what was your first reaction?
The first time I, like when I saw it, I was like, dude, this is awesome. But then like the first time I bumped, I didn't know how to bump correctly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this fucking sucks. But over time, it got to the point where to me, I liked it a lot more than bumping on the ground. Other than when I was taking like a going through something that we couldn't have set up in the ring.
Do you remember Kelly, the cameraman, Lil Carster from my grandma's?
Yeah, yeah.
Would you like to hear a piece of trivia about him?
Sure.
He is the first person associated with JW to ever bump in that ring.
Really?
Yeah, do you remember that? Me, Jesse, and him went over to Chris Lex's house where the ring was, hung out with him for a bit, and Kelly got in the ring, and Chris was like, take a bump, and he grabbed the bottom rope and like squatted down, let go, and smacked the head on the mat. I don't know how the fuck that's even possible, but it happened. He was the first person associated with JW to bump in that ring.
That's funny. Man. One of my actual first, first matches wrestling with y'all actually on the ground was, it was really weird because Dewey and Junior were there.
Yeah.
And, I rode in Alan's trunk.
Hold on, what was Junior's wrestling name? Do you remember it? I really don't know. I think it was something like Almighty Greg or some shit like that. I cannot fucking remember what it was. But he wrestled like twice.
I did not know he wrestled. That's...
Yeah, he wrestled twice. It was funny. He wrestled at the park. His finish, where he would like have the guy on the ground, and instead of like doing like a big splash, he would just go... But it wouldn't be like he'd be on the ground. He'd be like elevated, like on the playset, and would just fall.
That's funny.
Tez wrestled with us a couple times also.
Yeah, I knew he wrestled with hell.
So did this little potato kid.
But yeah, we were out at Frankie's mom. We went from JR's to Frankie's mom's house and wrestled behind the Rent-A-Center.
Yeah, because that's where the ring originally was, at Frankie's house. And I forgot that you actually wrestled over there a few times, because I honestly, like, I always forget that we ended up going back over there for shit.
I only remember wrestling there this once, and the finish was JR with some flash paper.
Yeah.
And
I remember that because that clip is on YouTube, because you're standing there looking at him.
Waiting for
it. And instead of him just, like, clipping it so it goes right to it, it's like a 5-second clip. It feels like 20 minutes. You standing really there, does. Him trying to light it.
It's like the Hogan incident with the flash paper.
Yeah. You want to hear something worse than that? Which Jesse had a kick out of this more than you because he was there for this, but I feel like telling you about it. You remember the first time we wrestled with JR at his mom's house. Well, it wasn't the first time I wrestled with him. It was the first time, like, you and Jeremy and Josh, not Josh, but you and Jeremy. Remember him and JR's match where Jeremy, like, they did the fire spot? During Jeremy's interview, have you listened to it yet? During Jeremy's interview, I asked him about the show, and he was like, yeah, in my match with JR, I lit him on fire, and I was like, no way. You did not fucking light him on fire. Have you ever seen that clip
before? I have not. I don't think
it's on YouTube, I believe. What happens is they go to light him on fire. That was the ending of their match, and Jeremy is standing there. He has gasoline or lighter fluid soaked on his pants, and he tries to light him on fire, and it will not light. So Jeremy just kind of stands there, and Z runs over and lights his leg on fire, and JR just, and bumps, and Jeremy stands there, throws the chair down, and poses like Raven, and then tells people he lit him on fire. And when he said he lit him on fire, I was like, no, that's fucking bullshit. No, you didn't. Anyways, sorry, I get in those moments where I just want to talk about that shit, but this is about you. So your first thing, when you first saw the ring, you thought it was just like the most badass thing you'd ever seen.
Yeah, it's like, because I'd never been in a ring before, and it was like, oh my god, someone actually has, like, I've seen them all over the place, and, I mean, like, I've seen them over by, Gray.
Luscious Lacey's?
Yeah.
That's the guy who trained me. He taught me how to bump.
And, like, I always was like, man, I always wanted to get in the, because, you know, as a kid, you see your, you know, WWE and stuff like that, and you're like, oh man, that looks awesome. Well, I want
to
do it.
Who is the guy that inspired you to actually want to start wrestling?
God,
if you say Jeff Hardy, this interview's over.
Not Jeff Hardy? No, honestly, if I go back to when I was a kid, it would have to be, it's kind of a tie between Macho Man and Hogan.
Yeah.
And then when I got older, it was 1-2-3 kid.
Really?
Yeah. And then as I got older, it got into the Raven and pretty much anyone that did all the hardcore stuff. Like,
yeah.
Like, to me, that was even the funny stuff like Crash Holly.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want to do stuff like that. That looks like that would be fun.
Mine was Sting. And then when I started wrestling, I realized I cannot wrestle like Sting. So I started kind of looking at Andre the Giant, going, he doesn't leave his feet that often. I don't want to either.
We're about the same size, right?
Yeah, only about foot and a half. But yeah, so like Raven, 1-2-3 Kid, Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, they inspired you to want to start wrestling.
Yeah, yeah, because like when I was... back when I was a kid, I really didn't see, you know, the only time I saw the Hogan stuff was on the WWF tapes. WWE, my bad, sorry, don't sue us. and like, I remember watching, like, Macho Man coming off the top rope and stuff, and Hogan.
Okay, well, they're the ones that inspired you, so that makes me
have
one...
Yeah, those were the first.
That makes me have one question for you. They are some of the most charismatic wrestlers of all time. What happened? I don't mean that as an insult, but you'd be the one to admit that, like, when you in New Bern, you'd come out and wave.
Yeah, because I was nervous as hell.
But as you know, you'd come out and wave, and you'd get the biggest fucking pops.
I don't know.
I think it was your shiny pants.
Probably. it had to have been the shiny pants.
Probably. But yeah, like, let's fast forward this to New Bern.
Okay.
The first New Bern show we did out there was in January 25th, 2009.
Wow.
At New Bern, Tennessee. It was called Where the Hell Are We? Before then, we had all gone out there and bumped around in the ring.
Yeah.
And it was a real comfortable ring to wrestle in. In my opinion, that it was way too padded, though.
Yeah.
There was barely any sound when you'd hit, and it was really lumpy from all the padding.
Yeah. And it kind of dipped in.
Yeah. But let's talk about that show. You wrestled on the second match. You were supposed to be the first match, but you were on the second match because...
Yeah.
What's-his-fuck was terrified of Motley finding him. So they made that match be the first match, and they left early.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But let's talk about your match.
Okay.
Talk about it. I said talk about it.
Well, I thought you were going to ask a question.
No, I mean, like, you wrestled Jonathan because,
yeah,
again, it was a comfort thing.
Yeah, and I don't know, like, out of all of the shows we did at actual places,
yeah.
I feel like that's my best.
Yeah.
And
the match that didn't have a finish, if you remember that.
Did it not?
It had a finish, but it ended up in a no contest.
I don't remember that.
Because do you want me to like tell you what the finish was? The finish was he handcuffed you to the ring and was hitting you with a chair, and I came out and like attacked him, hit a Wrath of God on him, and he rolled out of the ring, got up and walked away.
Oh, and yeah.
That pissed me off so fucking much.
How the hell do I not remember that?
Because you got knocked
you
out. And then like I brought you in the ring, raised your hand, everybody cheered, and then a short arm clothesline to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Turned heel.
Tied for the save. Nope.
Yeah, but that was the finish because I can't remember if that was the finish because y'all couldn't decide who would go over or if that was the finish because we wanted to be so like people knew who to cheer and boo for me and Adam.
I think
remember.
That was it.
Which I really don't think that was even necessary because if you would have cheered me and booed Adam, that would have been really fucking weird.
Yeah.
That was like a foot and a half taller than Adam. Outweighed him by like 200 pounds at that point.
Yeah. Man, no other show. I mean, there's bits and pieces from other shows that were good.
Yeah.
But that show overall was just.
Yeah, I really loved that show. That the. Your match against Jonathan, I really liked the match. It set the pace for how I wanted the show to go.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty violent match. But I blame the first match. And I blame your match for me getting a staph infection because no one swept the damn ring.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine. But
if only we had El Mascarita at the time.
Yeah, we did have Security Steve, and we had Goldberg in attendance.
Yeah, Goldberg was there. That was pretty cool.
But, I mean, Were you nervous going into the show because you were like, we're going to be wrestling in front of people? Or
yes.
were you nervous because you thought no one's going to be here?
I was nervous because it was like, if no one was there, I would have been like, all right. But people were there, and I was like, oh, we have to wrestle in front of people? What if I mess up, you know?
I was honestly more worried that there weren't going to be and it wasn't going to be anybody there.
Yeah.
Because, like, I hate to turn this back to be about me again, but, motherfucker. But, like, the way it was for me, whenever I'd go out, no matter if we were in front of a crowd or in front of just each other wrestling, whenever I was in the ring and the camera was on, that's what I focused on, was, like, just wrestling. I didn't pay attention to anyone outside or anything.
Yeah.
Especially in Newbern, because they didn't know who the fuck I was. So if they didn't like me, wouldn't hurt my feelings, because it's not like they can write me on MySpace at the time and be like, fuck you, you big shit.
Yeah, you suck.
But yeah, like, after that first show, you know, we did March Madness in April.
Yeah.
Which was my brainchild. And you teamed up with Adam in that tournament.
Yeah.
Took on me and Billy, and then you advanced in the finals.
Yes.
The match with me and Billy,
oh, God.
I've talked about this on my interview. I've never talked to you about it.
Yeah.
You know, that was the match when I got my first concussion.
Oh, yeah.
And I watched the match, like, last year sometime, and there was parts of it after that I do not remember. I don't remember doing the muscle buster to you into the barbed wire.
Yeah.
And when I saw it, I was like, fuck. Like, why did I do that? But I don't remember that happening.
Yeah. It's funny. When it's wrestling, like, you or dude Billy beat the shit out of me in that match. Because it's like, in my mind, like, y'all are so much bigger than me. It's like, well, I really can't do much to them.
Yeah,
like, I can't.
From the kayfabe perspective, him and I should have won and, like, gone over. I think that match would have been a lot better had I not got a fucking concussion 2 seconds into when I started wrestling.
But, I mean, like, every time, like, I mean, because I was like, all right, I think I called the muscle for the muscle buster into the barbed wire.
You're looking at me as if to say, is that right? But as I just told you, I don't remember even
doing
it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying, like, at least that's what I remember is, like, oh, muscle buster into the barbed wire. Because, you know, that was one of my favorite moves for you to do to me was the muscle buster. Because it's, and I was like, you know, like, you know, and the fans hopefully would know what that move was.
Yeah.
And then into the barbed wire would make it even more. So it's like, into the barbed wire we go.
And then you wrestled in the finals. It was you, Adam, Cody, and Biscuit.
Yeah.
What was that match like? So I think you were eliminated second. Biscuit was first.
I could have sworn I was first.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, even so, like, what do you remember most from that match and that show in general?
From that show in general, just the first match where it was me and Adam versus you and Billy is the main thing I remember. Other than that, because I didn't really have much to do in the second one.
Yeah.
So it's just like, all right. So I think that's how it ended up with me being the first one eliminated. But then again, I don't remember. I haven't seen the match in a while. So.
While I loved that match, like, after watching it again, I really liked it. I think it would have been better if, instead of it being Cody and Adam being the last two, it would have been Biscuit and Cody. Or not Biscuit and Cody, Biscuit and Adam, because they were the same size. I think they could have done a lot more. And it would have looked better for Adam to do the power moves to Biscuit than it would have when he was doing them to Cody.
Yeah. Though the Gonzo Bomb was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man, one thing I remember, the finish of our match was me and Billy were outside of the ring, pretty much brawling, but me getting my ass kicked by Billy. Billy slamming me against the sound booth, and then he grabs me by the throat and just lifts me up, and he's, like, strangling me. Like, he's actually holding me up.
Yeah.
And then he, like, slams me into it one more time, and then the bell rings. So I have no clue what happened in the ring.
I don't remember the finish.
So, but I just remember Billy just like, bam!
Obviously, I got pinned, though, but I don't remember how I got pinned or what happened.
Probably Swanton.
Probably. I don't remember. Did he do Swantons out there?
Yeah.
I can't remember if he did or not because how low the ceiling was.
He couldn't do them how he normally
did. Did he basically just do a rolling senton?
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like.
All right, and after the second Newbern show, that's around the time we started doing Fucked Up Friday.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you remember from Fucked Up Hard? Like, what's your favorite memory and match and moment, whatever?
Overall, like, the thing I liked the most was, like, because, spoiler, we filmed two at a time.
We filmed two at a time every 2 weeks.
And I remember, I think there was one where I wrestled Esme, and then I turned around and wrestled as Blue Star.
Yeah.
And then I think in the same, in the next week, since John wasn't there, I had to turn around and wrestle as El Mascarita, and then wrestle as me also.
Yeah, you
so
and John
pulled, like,
did that a lot. Like, you were
quad.
You would be triple seed, and the next match would be against somebody against Blue Star in a jobber match, and then the next week Johnny B would wrestle, and then the next match he'd have to wrestle as El Mascarita.
Yeah.
Which it's still weird to me that people out there didn't know that he was El Mascarita.
Yeah, I mean it's one of those things where, like, for me is like the one time I was El Mascarita, I was like, how do people not know that's me? Because like, normally El Mascarita is like slender and I was like fatter.
I remember when people started being like, that's Johnny B. We would do matches where it'd be Johnny B against El Mascarita.
Yeah, just it's kind of like one of that Willow thing with Jeff Hardy right now. I was like, man, that'd be kind of cool if they would have done that differently, where like everyone's like, oh, that's Jeff Hardy, and then Jeff Hardy have to wrestle Willow. But some of the matches that I really enjoyed, I actually really liked the one where I was El Mascarita.
Yeah.
Although, I couldn't wrestle like El Mascarita because John did stuff I couldn't, or it was too much of a bitch to try.
There was one thing from El Mascarita that I really wish we would have done more with, and that would have been, instead of having John as Johnny B and Newbern had him as El Mascarita, because the one show he did when he wrestled Jonathan, he was fucking over.
Yeah. Man, I remember, I don't remember what show it was, but, John was, we were doing the Mexican Ring Crew thing, and John was sweeping up the ring, and out of nowhere, Redneck jumps in there, and jumps on John, and that pissed me off so much. Like, it really did, because it's like, why, I mean, there was no need for it in the first place, and it was just, I felt like it was a big load of bullshit.
Would you, did I talk with you about this? It was either you or Alan. You know who told him to go do that, don't you? It was Motley and JR. Because they didn't, like, I don't know why JR told him, because JR understood what El Mascarita's gimmick was, but Motley and Redneck thought it was bullshit that he was out there, and I was like, he's fucking sweeping the ring.
Yeah. You know,
and then Redneck got pissed when John held onto the ropes and would not let him knock him down.
Yeah. To me, that was like one of those moments where it's like, man, I really don't like some of these people out here. But I mean, like, there's some people that I've met through New Bern and stuff like that that honestly I think are some of the coolest people, but not many.
Yeah, like, the only one that I can honestly say that I really enjoyed hanging around was Biscuit.
Yeah, Biscuit was cool. Like, I like Redneck until that moment, and then it's like, dude, fuck that guy.
Seth Knight is a child molesting dickhead.
Yeah. First time I met him, he's like, yeah, I'm Seth Knight. I've been to WWE, TNA, this place, that place. I'm like, oh, I've never heard of you, so I really don't give a shit.
He's been to WWE as much as, like, Frankie has. Do you remember the promo and Trenton Frankie cut where he said, where him and Kilo were talking shit to each other? He was like, I've been to TNA, WWE, and I was like, no, you haven't.
It's funny because I was, when I met Viscera outside of, after JW years, I was talking to him about, he was like, yeah, normally when someone has to tell you where they've been, they have not done shit.
Yeah.
And Viscera was the coolest fucking guy I've ever met. And he was just like, I was just like, oh god, it's Viscera. And he's like, yeah, I'm Viscera. It's not that big of a deal. Like, he wasn't like full of himself. And I was talking to JR about it once when we went to a Ring of Honor show. And he was like, yeah, it's crazy how like you meet the people that have been to that level and they're so down to earth and mellow, and then you meet people that haven't been to that level, and then they think their shit don't stink.
Yeah, the coolest people I've ever met was Austin Aries and Kenny King. Austin Aries was cool as shit to me. He was putting me over in front of everybody because I was helping take the ring down, and everyone else was helping or was asking for autographs, except for, like, you and TJ helped take the ring down also, didn't you? JR was asking for autographs.
I remember him talking about it once, like, I think it was Balls Mahoney.
Yeah, Balls Mahoney and called him a poser.
Like, he was like, cool shirt, and then he sees JR and he's like, poser.
Yeah. It was you and Jeremy went outside so Jeremy can have a smoke, and you missed, like, hanging out with Balls Mahoney and Renee Dupree talking shit to me about Balls Mahoney.
I just thought that was funny that, you know, Balls points to you and is like talking about how awesome your shirt is, and JR is like, no, you're a poser.
Yeah.
It's like, damn.
JR felt so JR actually cut a promo after that in my backyard where he was like, Balls Mahoney called me a poser. I need to change everything about myself. So we went to TJ Maxx and he bought like a suit and he started wrestling in that. He wrestled in that for like 4 shows and decided he didn't want to anymore. But this is not what we're fucking talking about.
Sorry.
Fucked Up Friday, you know, if you remember, like, the first couple shows that we did, we wanted it to be kind of like a TV thing where we do promos, we do
segments,
and our matches would be less than, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, the first main event was me and Jesse against you and Adam, and that match was, like, 4 minutes and 36 seconds long.
Yeah. The problem I always had is, like, it's like, all right, this is going to be 5 minutes, and we'd be doing stuff, and it's like, oh, it's 30 minutes. It's like, how? Because we didn't do much, and it's like, no, y'all did a lot of nothing. That's what you did.
I'll tell you how, because Big Red or Red Man and that fucker decided he didn't want to get pinned by Adam when he did a Swanton, so that 8-minute match in Newbern turned into a fucking 22-minute battle royal.
I hated that. Because
those assholes did not want to get eliminated by us. Man, were you there for that one? You were there the week before when I won the battle royal.
Man, that was just...
Let's talk about that, because that was in between Fucked Up Friday. And we wrestled a couple shows for NBW. Both of them were battle royals. They were wanting to bring us in to be a hardcore division.
Yeah, and that...
And the first match we had, the battle royal, it was me, you, TJ, Jesse, and Jonathan, and Adam.
Yeah.
Against, I don't even remember the guy's name.
It was Big Red.
No, it was the first one.
It was Red Man.
No, the first one. The second one was Red Man. The first one was just one guy. He was a little dude. He was like one in Mark Justice's stable.
Was it Sicilian Kid?
No, it wasn't the kid. I cannot remember who he was, though. But anyways, like, we talked about, like, at first, JR wanted to be in the match, but they didn't want to put JR in the match. So they put that random dude in the match. And it was going to be... If you remember, like, he was supposed to be the heel.
Yeah.
And we were the faces, but we were like, no, that's stupid. Like,
why is there so many heels and, one heel and so many faces?
Yeah, like, it wasn't even that. It was just like, they didn't want us to...
Be us.
Yeah, so we were like, all right, well, the first thing we'll do is we'll be like, there's 5 of us, and we're JW, and there's 1 of him.
Yeah.
So I remember we told him, like, what we're going to do is we're going to turn around and look at you. We're going to try to beat you up. We'll run at you. You duck, go on the top rope, hit a crossbody, and we'll catch you. He went on the fucking middle rope and hit it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then the finish was originally, I don't know if you remember this, I was going to hit you with the Singapore cane in your head and you were going to go over. Yeah. But when we were in the ring, I hit you with it in the ribs on the mat and it shattered and flew everywhere. So we had to think of a new finish.
Yeah.
And the finish ended up being Jesse grabbing your leg and me clotheslining you.
Yeah. Man, the second one, though, God.
The second one is what fucked us over.
It's fucking horrible. First of all, fuck both of those guys that were in there.
And second of all, fuck Seth Knight and Redneck for what they wanted to do during that match.
Oh, yeah, they said they wanted to run in or whatever.
Yeah, and Derek King and JR stopped them.
But you know what I think would have happened? I think all of us...
Yeah, I know what would have happened.
Would have just stopped what we were doing and fought them.
Yeah.
It would have turned into a fight. It wouldn't have been wrestling. It would have been a fight.
First thing I would have done was probably wrap barbed wire around my fist, start punching him. But yeah, like, that match was just terrible because it was Redman and Big Chris was the guy's name.
Chris Hart,
that was it. And Redman, Chris Hart was, or was it Chad Hart?
It was Chad Hart.
Chad Hart, that was it.
The funny thing is, like, they were like, yeah, he was trained in the Heart Dungeon. It's like, no, the fuck he wasn't.
He was trained in the Jimmy Hart Dungeon. But, like, he was supposed to get eliminated first by Adam, like, really early on. He was going to Swanton 1-2-3. Adam did the Swanton 1-2 kick out.
So pissed.
And then I think it was, I had you or I had Chad Hart and a Boston Crab, and it was either you or him, tapped out, got eliminated. I think it was him because I think you won.
God, I think I did win.
Yeah, so it was Chad Hart that got eliminated, and Redman came in, kicked me right in the fucking head, gave me another concussion. Yay.
Yay,
I rolled out of the ring and didn't remember anything after that except for him charging to get me with a stop sign and me yelling, no, don't fucking hit me.
Funny thing about that match is, wait, was it that or was it the Battle Royal? One of them, Jonathan stomped me in the face.
I cannot remember.
Like, he was kicking me and I was selling, and then, like, since he didn't have contacts at the time and he wore glasses, he really couldn't see. And, his foot ends up coming right on my face.
Yeah.
And I quit selling. Take him down and start choking him. I'll make fucking stomped on my face, you asshole. Push him away and roll over back to selling. The only time, and the funny thing is, he's the only person I could actually do that with. Cause yeah. Like, if it wasn't him,
he's the only person you could ever throw a vacuum cleaner at.
Not JEW related.
Yeah.
Change subject.
But yeah, like, that match, it was supposed to, those two matches were supposed to be the start of the new NBW Hardcore division with us. And
after that, I really didn't want to go back.
I was really looking forward to it. Like, and then after that, like, it wasn't that we didn't want to go back. We weren't invited back.
Yeah. Like,
he stopped trying to book us.
Even then, like after, especially that second experience, is like, if this is what it's going to be, I mean, this is not what I thought it would be. Yeah. I thought it was supposed to be like, oh, y'all are going to do y'all's thing and be the hardcore division.
This was not mine and Adam's intention, but the before that first Battle Royal,
yeah,
I went up to Jeremy Moore, me and Adam did, and I was like, when are you going to let me and him come out here and wrestle and do a really good match? And it was like, whenever you want to. So that's when I got JR to talk to him to bring us out that next week so we can have a match. And he was like, bring everybody and do a Battle Royal. And me and Adam were kind of upset about that at first. We were like, what the fuck? We wanted to come out and do a singles match.
Yeah.
But it turned out the first Battle Royal was really cool. I really loved that match.
Yeah.
But if we were able to do singles matches, I think the hardcore division would have actually been really cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, they told us no thumbtacks, no light tubes, no barbed wire, really. No blood. It's like, how the fuck are we doing a hardcore division without all that?
I mean, I get the no light tubes.
Yeah.
You know, that's cool because, you know, that's what kind of helped us stand out from them is that we did light tubes and stuff that.
If you remember the first New Bern show, after mine and Adam's match, that was a match before intermission.
Yeah.
Redneck and Galen came out and talked to me, and they said, y'all don't need to be wrestling like that. This crowd, they're traditional wrestling fans. They don't like that hardcore shit. And then after we did shows in New Bern, NBW started doing hardcore wrestling with with Redneck and Biscuit and maybe Blood, barbed wire, all this shit. And I refuse to believe that it's not because of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, I'm not saying like all their shows were boring or all their matches were boring, but they did have moments where it's like, I mean, I guess I wasn't as into it because I know more about wrestling than I did.
That was the markiest thing I've ever heard you say.
But I mean, for real, like, I mean, then again, to me, Southern wrestling isn't as good as...
There's no such thing as Southern wrestling. It's Southern wrestling.
Wrestling, my bad. But, I mean, like, the... I'm probably going to get some shit for saying this, but the MEW... Like,
MAW?
It's whatever Derek King and all of them.
Wasn't it MAW?
I thought it was MEW. Anyways, every flyer I see from them, I look at it and be like, all right, I've seen these two wrestle like 100 times before. I've seen these two wrestle 100 times before. I've seen all these guys. Like, it's nothing new.
Now you know how exciting. We felt back in the day when JR and Jeremy would always say, we're going to wrestle each other. It got to the point where me and Jesse stopped going to the shows because we didn't want to watch them wrestle anymore.
But the one really weird thing about the whole New Bern thing is I still somehow ended up going and wrestling for them, like, three or four times, like, after those two big matches where it was all of us. Like, I had one with JR. And that was kind of cool. And then, like, Jeremy Moore somehow got New Bern and Dyersburg. And so he had the two separate shows. And then he did this huge invasion thing. But, yeah. And that's where I met. One of the matches I had, I wrestled Killer Nichols.
Yeah.
And after our match, he was like, you did good, you know, good job, you know. You need to work on this, you know. But this was good. Like, turn around and, like, say something that I needed to work on, but then, like, but this was awesome, you know. You did good here. You listened to me, you know, all that. And he was like, it was fun wrestling you and stuff like that. I'm like, holy shit, there's people like this out here? But, I mean, like, he was one of the few people I've met from there that I was just like, they're awesome.
Yeah. Do you, with the New Bern shows, the third show that we did out there, who did you wrestle?
God, what was the third show?
The third show was when me and Adam did, oh, it was you and Jesse wrestled each other. And Jeremy, you, Jesse, and Jeremy wrestled in a triple threat match. That was the show where me and Adam had the loser leaves JW match.
Man, I really don't remember that.
You know, how come you forget all your matches with Jesse?
I don't know. I'm
Did
sorry,
you not
Jesse.
Like him that much?
I'm sorry, Jesse. I mean, me and Jesse have had really good. I like to think really good matches. I mean,
you like to think, and you don't remember them.
No, but I mean the ones I do like the. Bits and pieces I do remember, like, I think they overall were really good, but, I mean, that's arguable, because someone could be like, oh, those matches were shit, but, yeah. You know, it's my opinion of what I remember. But, man, I don't remember. I'm sorry, Jesse.
You know, all right, talk about the first show that we did out in Trenton. You wrestled Jeremy for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
How was that match?
I was a little disappointed by it, cause there's one point where he was doing the coast to coast, and I was like, all right, we're gonna get in the corner, you're gonna put light tubes on me. He puts one light tube on me,
yeah.
And then does the coast to coast. And I was just like, dude, we had more light tubes we could have used, and it would have looked a whole lot cooler. I mean, it could have been a whole lot better, but I think since it was our first real time going against each other.
Yeah, I don't think y'all had actually wrestled before then, had you?
Actually, yeah.
Except for that triple threat match.
Yeah, I mean, but it was, I mean, that with like a triple threat match, you have other people you can rely on, so you don't have as much one-on-one time with each other.
And let's talk about this. That Trenton show, the main event was originally supposed to be you against Adam in a Stairway to Hell match for the JW title, and you were going to win. And then Adam left, and then the match was supposed to be, and then Jonathan was the YouTube champion, so that just became the JW championship.
Yeah.
And he was feuding with me, Jesse, and TJ at that point.
Yeah.
So the match was going to be him against Jesse. Jesse didn't go to that show. It ended up being me against Jonathan. And you were kind of like put back into just like
jobber state.
Let's just wrestle him. Like, how did that make you feel? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, you didn't care if you were going to get the belt or whatever, but how did it make you feel to, like, be told you're wrestling this badass match against a guy that you know you can have a great match against, and you're going to win, go over, be the champion?
Yeah, I was excited about that. It's like, all right, cool. And then, like, shit just started falling apart. And then it's like, fuck. And then it's like, oh, yeah. I will say this. Like, when it came to... I'm not trying to talk shit or anything, but, like... With Jeremy, it was like I don't want to cause problems or anything, so it's just like, all right, you know, if we say I'm losing, I'm cool with that, you know. I don't want someone to be like, oh, what the fuck is he going over? So it's just like, you know, I'll take a loss, you know. I'm not too worried about a win or a loss, so, you know, just to be cool with everyone, I'll just do whatever. We'll keep everything.
So what you're saying is that you kind of had a problem losing.
I didn't have a problem with losing, but, I mean, like, I think there was one time where Jeremy was like, why do I gotta lose? And it's like, all right, you know, I don't have a big problem with losing, so I'll...
Let me ask you this. Have you listened to any of the past interviews?
I have not.
Go back and listen to them. There's a story that I tell. It's either on yours or on mine. And this goes with Jeremy not wanting to lose. He was supposed to be at that Battle Royal, the first one in New Bern.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go because Jeremy Moore called JR to tell him to tell me that I was going over that night.
Yeah.
And when he told me that, I wrote on Facebook, come to New Bern, I'll be wrestling, I'm winning. And he, Jeremy read that, got really pissed off, told my grandma that he's not going. And she's like, why? He goes, because Todd's winning. He put himself so he's going to win. And my grandma told me that he said, I'm not going to, that she told me, Jeremy said he's not going because you made a decision that you're going to win the match. I'm like, I didn't make any decision that I was going to win. That's what it's I was told.
It's not even your show. How do you make the decision?
He decided he didn't want to go wrestle on a pro show, the first legit pro show, because regardless of what people say, the JW shows were not professional shows. They were backyard shows in a building.
Yes.
He was going to go, and he decided he didn't want to wrestle because he was not going to go over. And that pissed me off. Like, it didn't bother me to lose. I lost... My track record in New Bern is I won the first show, lost the second, lost the third, lost the fourth, won the fifth.
I think that's kind of... the loser leaves JEW. You lost.
Yeah.
And then Adam leaves. I thought that was kind of funny. But I mean, like... Jesse's brought this up to me several times. He's like...
Jesse's shaking his head no. He's not a part of controversy, Corey.
Maybe it wasn't you. Someone brought it up. I don't remember exactly who, but they were like, why do you let Jeremy go over when he doesn't show up to even the FUF shows? I'm like, well, I mean, I just don't want to cause problems, you know? Yeah. If you know, it really doesn't matter who wins or loses, but, you know, I'm just doing this for fun. As long as I have fun, fucking, like, I'll put anyone over.
The thing that made it look bad is that at the end of the day, you lost to a guy...
That never showed up.
No, not that. That looked like a fan. Because he didn't have any specific gear. He wore jeans and a hoodie face paint.
Can't forget about when he was a juggler and wore his juggalo...
The jumpsuit?
Jumpsuit.
Well, he wore the Psychopathic Records hoodie.
Yeah.
And had blood all over. And, like, none of us really had ring gear, but, like, Jesse wore kick pads that set him apart. I had my own gear, like, knee pads.
Yeah.
You had your own gear. Adam, JR, obviously. Jonathan, obviously. TJ had his own gear. Jeremy would wrestle and what
whatever.
He came in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you, and I mean that in the sense that he came, that he wrestled and what he got to the show in, and he may have, like, came in those pants once or twice, who knows? but, I mean, so you were just a little upset that, like, you were promised, like, the JW title and all this, that you ended up being pushed in a feud with Jeremy.
Yeah, I mean, because, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, all right, I mean, this is... Because I remember we sat at your room and we're like, all right, this is the plan.
Yeah, we wrote it out.
Yeah, and I think Adam was there too or something.
Yeah, Adam was cool.
And we're all
with
like,
it.
Yeah, this is cool. This is going to be awesome. And then it just like, it's like, ah, oh, fuck. We're not doing this no more. I remember like after like when stuff started going down and Adam was like, and, you know, went off and did his thing. And I was just like, so what are we doing now? And everyone. From what I remember, everyone was just like, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Somehow it turned, it was supposed to be you and Adam feuding over the title. That turned into Jesse and Jonathan, which turned into me and Jonathan, and turned into you feuding with Jeremy and him feuding with John. Who got the shaft there?
I feel like I kind of did. It's like, you're going to be the guy. And then it's like, no, you're not.
And then you, the last show that we did, you wrestled Jeremy again. You wrestled him the last two shows.
Yeah.
You didn't win either match.
Yeah.
Did you like... I liked the one in the last show better than the first one y'all did because that one was more hardcore.
Yeah.
Like, I think you made it more hardcore because Jeremy, as much as he will pretend to say he does. He does not like doing hardcore wrestling.
Yeah.
He doesn't like taking light tubes. I don't think he's comfortable giving light tube shots.
Actually, now that I think about it, I do remember the three-way match. And Jeremy was like, I'm not taking this. I'm not taking that. You're taking this. You're taking that. It's like, so me and Jesse were like, all right, well, when it comes to the anything, it'll be me taking it most of the time.
I don't know if he was ever upset about this, but I can almost guarantee you that Jeremy was probably a little upset that he was never the champion. But the reason why is because he was never on Fucked Up Friday. Yeah. And, like, he may have not have viewed it as this, but we used Fucked Up Friday to build up matches.
I remember one time, he was like, all right, we've found out everyone who's going to go.
Yeah.
So me and Jonathan come over to pick you and him up. You come out, and we're like waiting and waiting and waiting. And you're like, hold on, let me go check on him. And you're like, you went in there, and then, like, after a while, you came back, and you're like, yeah, he's not going. And we're like, what? And you're like, yeah, he just woke up or something. That
used to be his excuse for everything. I just woke up.
It's like,
well, fucking wake up in the car.
It's like, fuck, all right, well, I guess we're going. I guess
that's why he was never put in any, like, prominent matches on Newbern or Trenton, because he never showed up. Like, when he came to do those two Fucked Up Fridays, I made sure that he would cut a few promos, that he would build up the shit with your match, just so people would understand why y'all would wrestle him.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everyone out there did not watch Fucked Up Friday, but the people who we always saw at the shows, they watched it.
Yeah.
People would come up to us and talk to us about it. I thought that was always really cool.
I remember, I can't remember which episode it was, but they're like, why are they doing that? I'm like, I don't know, ask them.
Right, and I have a question from Jesse that has nothing to do with JW, but it has something to do with you.
All right.
What are your memories of riding out the Trenton with Azrael?
That, like, the match we had, I thought was pretty cool. But the ride back was the worst. But it was really awkward. Good news, though, Jesse and TJ became tag team champions.
Yeah, and
I was so
pissed at y'all that y'all didn't steal the titles. You really should have.
Weren't they the WCW titles, too, or
the SmackDown ones? Those were our tag titles, too.
I just thought it was funny, because
if they were,
like,
the WCW ones, you didn't steal them, I would have fucking tried to fight you.
I just thought it was funny, because it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to make y'all tag team champions. And we're like, all right.
All right, I have one last question about JW before I go into the word association type deal.
All right.
How did it make you feel that when you first bought the ECW television title, that's why you became the YouTube champion? Because you bought it.
I thought that was kind of funny and a little bit kind of bullshit. Because, like, I was like, I'm maybe the worst wrestler here. Why?
Did we? I can't remember.
Y'all told me it was because I bought it, but...
You bought that before we did Newbern shows, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Why didn't we have that? Oh, yeah, we didn't have any belt on the first one because it wouldn't have made any sense to have a champion. That's why the second show we did a tournament.
Yeah.
That's right. All right, and now time for the final questions.
Okay.
Question one, who would you say is your favorite person you wrestled?
Ooh. I'd say it's a tie between you and Adam.
Me and Adam?
Yeah.
All right, what would you say you're the least favorite person? And it doesn't have to be, like, because this person sucks. Because if you listen to mine, I said my least favorite person was JR because him and my styles did not mesh whatsoever.
I'm not sure if it was a Fucked Up Friday or anything, but I could have sworn once I wrestled Alan.
Yeah.
And that's because
it definitely wasn't a Fucked Up Friday. It may have been Best of the Best.
Yeah, because... he, like, Adam would hit me, but Alan would hit me.
It was definitely Best of the Best because I put Alan over, and I wanted to do that because JR always had him lose, and I told him, like, all right, I'm going to wrestle you, you're going to actually get offense, and you're going to win, and he was really excited about that.
I remember him tearing his pants.
Yeah. But, all right, so your favorite person to wrestle was a tie between me and Adam.
Yeah.
Least favorite was Alan.
Yeah.
What was your favorite match you were involved in and your favorite match that you weren't involved in?
one I had the most fun in was shit, was it with you? And we had the tack strips on the ropes.
I think so.
And then my least favorite, because it fucking sucked, was the three-way match where it was me, you, and John, and I get powerbombed into the...
Yeah, I actually watched that not that long ago.
Yeah, I watched that the other day, too. And
it may be on your best of. I can't remember.
It is.
It is? Okay.
Yeah. In my mind, I remember the powerbomb being a lot cooler than it was. But then, like, I watched it. I was like, oh, I wasn't that high up on the ladder when he powerbombed me into the pool. But the thing that made that match suck for me was the reason why we had to go to commercial break was the barbed wire. I could not get the barbed wire out of my arm, and that sucked because it kept pulling.
And what was your favorite match that you weren't involved in?
My favorite match I wasn't involved in? I have to say it was actually yours and Adam's. I can't remember if it was the... I think it was the second show.
Yeah. Well, no, the second one was the tournament show.
The second one where it's just you and him.
Was the loser leaves match?
I think so.
Yeah, where, that was the second singles match we did out there.
Where he had the fuchsia hair or whatever it was.
I remember the first show we did out in New Bern. Everyone was surrounding the monitor back there watching your match.
Yeah.
Me and Cody were watching it from the curtain, and everyone was cheering the whole time for shit y'all were doing. And in my mind, I was like, fuck, I hope people are watching my match. But I didn't want to be like, hey, did you watch my match? It was cool, wasn't it? But I was hoping everyone was back there watching my match, because if they didn't, I would have felt so shitty.
My favorite music video, for that show, I remember y'all, like, it's all y'all gathered around the camera, like, because y'all had the backstage footage in there. And we're like, oh, when I did something.
Yeah.
And I was like, that wasn't what I thought would be going on. But I thought everyone would be off, like, going over their stuff, getting ready.
And what was your least favorite match you were involved in?
Least favorite match I was involved in? I already answered that. It was the three-way with... Only because the barbed wire thing.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Sorry. What is your, like, favorite memory from Fucked Up Friday?
Favorite memory...
it could be a match, a promo, something you weren't even involved in.
I think you said earlier you deleted the episode.
The Phoenix X episode?
No, the
Don Brown.
Don Brown. What Adam said before I ran up on him.
Oh yeah.
What? I'm not getting a tattoo of a platypus. I just thought that was it was so funny, and I almost forgot to run up on Adam during that moment because I started laughing about
it. What was the one weapon that you had no problem whatsoever taking?
Honestly, I think this was my weapon.
The tack strips?
Anything tack strip.
And what was
tack strip table, tack strip kendo stick.
What was it about that you liked? I mean, you may not liked it, but...
First thing that got me into it was... Because, you know, I got to the point where I started going out with JR to New Bern and Dyersburg and all that.
Yeah.
And, like, the next day, we'd be watching, like, CZW and stuff. And I will admit, that was one thing. Like, what I thought about wrestling has expanded so much since I started hanging out with y'all and stuff. Because I remember, like, I was like, oh, CM Punk's cool. And this was, like, when ECW started up. And you're like, oh, you think he's cool? And you pop in his ROH shit. I'm like... What? Yeah. I was like, holy shit, he's a lot better than what he does in WWE.
Yeah.
And, I can't remember what match it was, but it was a huge board with nothing but tack strips on it.
Yeah, I think that was you and Jonathan in the empty
arena. I mean, from ZZW.
Oh, okay.
What we were watching. And I was like, that is the coolest shit ever. Like, I was like, and I turned to JR, I was like, have y'all done any of that stuff? And he was like, not really. And I was like...
That's a half lie.
Well, I mean, he was like, not like y'all use light tubes or
no.
Or
we did make a tech strip table once. It was at a hardcore tournament we did at Little Bit's house. It was on a door, a really thin door.
Yeah.
And Adam and Josh Shirley were using their
mask. I mean, he said y'all did it before, but it wasn't like a thing.
But we didn't do it. Josh Shirley didn't want to take it, so he got a screwdriver and took all the fucking strips out, even though he didn't take that bump.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what started me on the whole tag strip thing. And then, like, I did it. The one person I hated hitting me with it was Adam.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was after I got kicked out of Rated X, and it was a tag team.
Rated X was a porn gimmick that him, Adam, and Jeremy had.
I don't even know how I got in there. They were just like, you're in. I'm like,
okay.
All right.
They probably went up and said, stick with me, kid. I'll show you things.
And it was, I was like, you know, so the Rated X thing, so y'all going to do an X across my back with tack strip kendo sticks. And they're like, all right. Jeremy does his a little bit before Adam did his. And Jeremy's breaks. I'm like, oh, that wasn't that bad. And then Adam, squawk. I was just like, oh, God, why did I decide to do that? That was a big mistake. I don't want to do that again.
And what was the one weapon you did not like taking?
The stop sign.
Stop signs, really?
Well, it busted my elbow open.
That's true. Stop sign is the most random one. So far, everyone has either said barbed wire or light tubes.
Because the one reason I really didn't like it, because it was the hardest of almost anything I got hit with, and they still had the glue from where y'all had light bulbs on it.
There was... I just remembered this. There was a match you and I had on Fucked Up Friday. I really liked it. You really liked it. JR really liked it. Him and TJ shit on it on commentary. There was one spot where I was standing on the apron, you were on the middle rope, and you did a crossbody to me, and we fell through a table that was set up between the ring and a trampoline.
Yeah.
And it was a great spot. We both hit the ground way too fucking hard, got the breath knocked out of us with the commercial. But on commentary, they were shit-talking that spot for some reason. And JR always talks about that when he would talk to me. He would talk to me about that, and he would bring that up, about how they shit-talked. I was like, yeah, it fucking pissed me off, because I really love that spot. Do you remember that? No? Okay.
I mean, I do. It's just, I'm trying to remember, like, everything about it. But, man. See, this is what, I think you should go back and do, like, an episode a day, and just, like, this. Where y'all are talking about, oh shit, I don't remember that.
We're at an hour and 3 minutes now, so I'm going to do the word association part where you just say the first thing that comes to mind.
All right.
Kid Psycho.
Good matches.
TJ Matthews.
Good matches.
Jonah Reigns.
Goofy.
Goofy?
Yeah, Goofy.
Jesse Matthews.
Goofy, but good matches.
Hardcore Yao.
Goofy.
I was about to say hardcore.
I was about to say hardcore, but he does some goofy shit.
Johnny B.
Military.
Military?
Yeah.
Jay White.
Jay White. Kinda stiff.
Dom Brand.
Really stiff.
New Burn.
Where the hell are we?
C6.
Man. I can't. The one thing I really think about with that is the. I remember my first time.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say something. Never mind. I'm not going to bring that up. The last one, JW.
Hell of a lot of fun. Okay. I actually miss it.
And, oh yeah, there's one last question that we always ask. That is, if JR were to call you right now and say, hey, everyone's on board to do one last show, would you do it?
Yeah.
Okay. And with that note, you are the second person to actually say you'd do it.
Damn.
I said no. Alan said no. Cody said no. Did you say yes or no? He said yes. Jeremy said yes. So three of y'all said yes. All right, so for Down with Lucha Libre, the JAW series, I am Todd Suliano.
And I'm Corey White, a.k.a. Triple C.
And we will see you guys next time.